Hare Krishna. Don't let the mind put your thoughts out of sync with your actions. Sometimes when things are out of sync, then they can be humorous and sometimes they can be disastrous. So for example, if we are watching a movie and say the person who has done the final editing and processing of the movie has not done that job fairly well. So the motion and the sound are out of sync. And say the hero is punching the villain, and even before the punch lands on the villain's face, the villain falls down. And even before the villain falls down, there is the bang of the person falling on the ground. It's a ludicrous way. So that is being out of sync. So the sound is not in sync with the motion. So like that, there can be various things that are out of sync. So we may be working on two files. Say two people are doing a proofreading editing of a file. One is in Australia, the other is in India. And if they're using some cloud data sharing mechanism and it's not updating fast enough, it's not out of sync, then a person changes something over here and then that person changes and the sync changes are not reflected properly. So when things are out of sync, then something important may be missed out, may get deleted, may get overwritten. And if it's a very important document, then that can have serious consequences. So now, just as we can understand this out of sync being a problem, in any case, so actually this out of sync can happen within us. These are examples of things outside us going out of sync. But even within ourselves, you know, we have our thoughts internally and we have our actions externally. And when the thoughts and the actions are in sync, then we are effective, then we are productive. So, for example, if we are going for a meeting and then we need to take 5 pieces of information with us, some papers, some documents, some reports, whatever. And if while going for the meeting, we're just coming out of the house, going into our car, and at that time, if our actions are not in sync with our mind, with our thoughts, then we are thinking of something else. We are thinking maybe, oh, I also have to do that, I have to do that. And then we go, we take 5 things, but the fifth thing that we take is some other paper instead of the paper that we wanted. And this is what we call as absent-mindedness. So absent-mindedness essentially means that our thoughts are elsewhere. The mind is not where the actions are. And because of that, because of being out of sync, we become inefficient. And this inefficiency can be trivially annoying. Sometimes we just go out till of the door and then we realize, oh, I forgot that. Then I had to rush back and come and take it. It may cause a few minutes delay. But if, say, we are going for an important interview and somehow we forget the interview, whatever papers are required for the interview. After we reach there, it can be mortifying. It can be horrifying also because we may not be allowed for the interview or we may cut a sorry figure at the interview because of having forgotten something so important. So essentially, how do we... essentially, this being out of sync in our thoughts and actions can have serious detrimental consequences. So how can we avoid it? Actually, for that, we need control over our mind. The mind is where our thoughts reside. And of course, the body and whatever we are doing with the body, that is where our actions reside. And we need to have the body and the mind in sync. And for that, both of them, now the two can go on having a fight with each other. But for that, essentially what we need is that both of them need to be under a higher authority. And that is the authority of the self. Especially the self alone is not powerful enough. So when the self and connected supreme self becomes strong enough to harmonize both the mind and the body and put them together in focus. Just like if we are looking somewhere and it's in dark, but the flashlight is pointing somewhere else. And we are looking here, flashlight is pointing somewhere else, we can't see properly. So like that, the mind is like our inner torchlight. And we need to focus it where we are looking, where our senses are. So Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 6th chapter, when he says that we need to focus. So he says that with control the senses with the mind and focus the mind on higher spiritual truth. So when we do this, focus the mind on higher spiritual truth, focus the mind on Krishna, focus the mind ultimately on the way in which we can best serve Krishna, then we can avoid the complications that come due to our being, due to the mind being out of sync. So recognizing that the mind can cause tremendous efficiency and productivity loss if it allows, if it lets, causes our thoughts be out of sync with the actions, we give due time to practice meditation by which we regain some level of mind control. And once the mind control is there, then sarvadvareshu dehesmin prakasha upajayate jnanam yadatada vidya yurdham sattvamityuta. Then we are in the mode of goodness and we can see what is coming in from which sense, what is going out from which sense. That means now this light that is there in the senses, that means that our mind is in sync with the actions of our senses, with the perceptions and the responses to those perceptions, and thereby the mind is in sync with the actions, and in that way we can actually move forward confidently, productively and fruitfully. Thank you. Hare Krishna.